Hello, everyone. Welcome to Prayer Experiences. Thank you for joining with us. It's such an encouragement and a blessing to see you all gathering day by day. Please help us by sharing this video. Share it with your friends, with your family, and your workplaces. Let us build upon this great move and arising in prayer across the nations. Help us by subscribing to the Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube as we look to see the numbers rise above 300. Please also this day, let us unite with us in a place of prayer and faith to stand with you at times of need. Take a note of the Prayer Experience hotline. Connect with us also live. Leave with us today your praise reports, your prayer requests to one of the Prayer Experience team. Share with us testimonies of what the Lord is doing as we now enter into day 13 of the 30 days of prayer and fasting. As we're praying, standing upon Joel 1:14, as it says, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Let us move now. Let us move to a time of thanksgiving as we enter into this time of prayer. We're going to give thanks through Psalm 107:22 from the New King James Version. Reading through today. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Let's give thanks this day for the great mercy of God, for his tender mercies towards us, for the mercy of the Lord God that endures forevermore, as it starts in Psalm 107. The mercy of God that delivered us, the mercy of God that rescued you, the mercy that brought forth his grace. That even when we were rebellious, even when we're disobedient, just that it shows as David sings of goodness and the mercy of God that delivered a nation that it scattered to the north, to the south, to the east. The Lord is always willing to be merciful. The Lord is mercy. His mercy that brought salvation. His mercy that his grace has followed, that it gives us that ability to pray and seek his face. By grace we are saved, justified by faith. So let us come, let us give that sacrifice. Prayer is a sacrifice. Sometimes it's not easy to pray. When we see the world and things that are consuming us, when we may get trapped in our emotions or situations, it's a sacrifice to pray. So let us bring that sacrifice together as one. Let's bring the thanksgiving. Let us just open up our hearts as the Holy Spirit to just remember the wondrous works the Lord has done and performed in our lives, in our families. Times we've encountered God, the first moment we encounter the joy of salvation. So let us pray. Let us welcome in the Holy Spirit. Let us open our hearts up to God. Let us cry out as we come to stand in the gap, to see the manifestation of his power and glory, the harvest of souls, the building of his church, the establishment of his kingdom. This is why we are here today. To pray and seek the mercy of God that his grace may fall. So, Lord, we give thanks to you this day. We offer up this sacrifice of thanksgiving. We come to bring it before you. We come as a church, as a body of Christ, my God. We thank you, O Lord, for your mercy endures forevermore. We thank you for your tender mercies that you pour out and afresh on us every single day. We thank you, Lord, that each and every one of us has a testimony of the goodness and the mercy of you, God. We thank you that even when we were in rebellion, even when we have been unfaithful, disobedient children, even when we didn't know, still your mercy was prevailing and speaking over us. We give thanks this very day as we come to cry out to you, Abba, Father. that we come before you, O Lord, and we seek the mercy of you, Lord God. The mercy of you, Lord God, upon us as a people, as a church. That, Lord God, may through this we may enter into your presence, that you would open up the heavens, Lord God. You would pour out your grace. You would pour out your spirit. We would see the power of you, glory, your glory. We would see you in all your beauty and majesty, O great and mighty God. Oh, Lord God, we offer up this, Lord God. We declare of the goodness of the Lord. We declare of your mercy. We declare your victory over death. We declare your victory over sickness. We declare your victory over evil. We declare that we are free men, free men. We are bond servants of you, Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we have been liberated by the cross. We thank you, Lord God, that we have come on the constant open window of blessing that in the heavenly places in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you that we have a relationship. We have a God that is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you that you dwell with us. You live with us, that we are just but your vessels. We are just but your mouthpieces, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. The Lord is above all, Lord. It's above all. We need you. We need more of you, Lord. We need hearts. Hearts and minds transformed. That truly we can say our heart is filled with the love of you, God. That our mind is the mind of Christ. That our sight is a perception of Christ. The Lord, we become carriers of your presence. The Lord God, wherever we go, light shall shine in the darkness. So, Lord, we commit this time into your hands. Open up the spirit within us, Lord. Remove the distractions, Lord. Remove every hindrance and obstacle, Lord God, that we may pray in alignment. Do not allow us to pray misarray, Lord. It says that the prayers of the effective righteous saint will avail us much, Lord God, that we come to stand in faith and believe. And believe that whatever we pray in alignment with your will, with your word, that is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let us move now to the inspired word. And it's from Matthew 5, 44 and 45 from the New King James Version. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. It's easy to love those that love us, even as we were sharing on the way. We can't truly love someone without the love of God abounding out of us, the love of God within us, the increasing knowledge of the love of God, that love is established within. It takes grace to love, it takes mercy to love, it takes forgiveness to love. It takes us to be covered with a shadow with his wings, to be protected, to be guarded, to endure when those that we would even think and seem that would love us would then turn around and persecute us. It takes grace and a revelation of the Spirit to not look at man, but to look, they are just being used, they are still God's creation. They are of the beauty of his creation. Whether it be unrighteous or righteous, it is God, the will of the Father, that every man will be saved. Love grows, love increases through its testing. And the only way it's tested is in the midst of it. When it's difficult to love, when it's hard to keep quiet, to not react out of the emotion, out of the flesh of what's being spoken over us. shared a testimony that in the car driving here today, that I just walked onto a platform to a train station and suddenly a man starts cursing me. I'd done no wrong, so I asked him to repeat it, and he did the same. So I just thanked him, and then immediately in my heart, I always says, pray for him. So I forgave him, and I started crying out for the mercy of God. You know, we allow that offense, when we allow that offense into our hearts, we allow unforgiveness to root in us. It starts to poison, it starts to affect, it starts to harden our hearts, it creates bitterness, it creates open doors in the spirit, it takes us out from the covering of God. Let us stop and pause before we come to pray. Come and pause in a moment of reflection. Call upon the Father of love, the Father who gave us love, to bring a willingness upon us, the Lord to come and enter into our hearts, to bring experiences, to bring situations where it will be difficult to love people. The Lord warned us it will not be easy. He said we will be persecuted for our faith. For the more we're grounded and rooted in the love and the faith that we have in the foundations of our faith, that we are standing on that rock. When our life is a life of prayer, it's a life in the Word. We're remaining in the light of the fellowship and with one another. When everything is working in powerful harmony with our walk with God. When we look at Jesus, mocked, beaten, rejected, abused, spat out, whipped, chained, and eventually his death. No man has ever endured the level of what Jesus endured for us. Let's take that into the place of prayer now as we pray for ourselves, for the church, for the body of Christ. So, Lord, we come before you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you first forgave us. Thank you, Lord, that we encountered the good news of the gospel, that you brought your children back home. You took us out of the darkness into your wondrous light. So your light revealed the truth, and it is the truth that sets us free. So, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, we need the Father's love. We need you, Lord God, to come and enter in to the dwelling place, which is the temple. Your temple, your earthen vessel, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we need the abounding love of you, God, within us, the knowledge of your love. Oh, Lord, we need hearts that are open, that are merciful and forgiving. So, Lord, we take this and we place this upon the altar, Lord, that out of this, your glory shall be revealed. Your light shall come forth, O Lord, and we will see you in power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's move now to pray for the church. We're praying through Matthew 6:14 from the New King James Version. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Many of us have come from lives where many people have hurt us, may have abused us, rejected, abandoned, mocked. We need to let go of that. because it releases us, it frees us in the spirit, it opens up the heavens. So the Lord, our Heavenly Father, will hear us and forgive us that we may be healed. Because our hearts are capable and growing the capacity to love. Above all, we're called to love. And we're called to share the love of God and declare the works of the Lord, to show the good news of the gospel, to be a living representation, a witness for Christ. Let us cry out now to God for the mercy of God, for where we've held on to unforgiveness, where we've allowed that to enter into our mouth, into our minds. That the Lord, in his mercy, for compassion, loving heart, in his loving kindness, will forgive us as a church. Let us stand in the gap over the church of the nations. So we'll be a church that is seen to be merciful. So that living expression of love will be evident within the church. So let us pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we can now come and approach you with all boldness and confidence, oh Lord. We thank you that we can seek you now, Lord. Lord God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to let go, Lord. To let go of that trauma, that abuse, the rejection, the abandonment, the mocking. Those that have hurt us with words, those, Lord God, that physically harmed us. Those that have committed great sin against us. Lord, we seek, Lord God, that you, Lord God, the Almighty God, the one who is our help, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God will unlock the hearts of man, the hearts of the children of God, the people of God, Lord. You would release them, Lord God, from the captivity that bond, the captivity and bondage that comes through unforgiveness, O Lord. Lord, Lord, you will unlock the gates of our hearts, Lord God. Lord, that you may enter in, that you would root out these evil roots. You would root out every evil root of bitterness. You would root out every evil root, Lord. The Lord, you, Lord God, by the power of your spirit, by the power of your spirit, oh God, will come and flood the heart of your church. The heart of the children of God with such a love, Lord God, as we decree and declare, let us decree and declare freedom from unforgiveness, freedom from bitterness. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, as we decree and declare in faith over the church, over the body of Christ, freedom from bitterness, freedom from jealousy, freedom from envy, freedom from offense, O Lord. Come, O Lord, as you unlock our hearts, as you fill our hearts, come and arise like a garrison around us, like a garrison of protection, a hatch of protection, Lord. Lord God, as you continue to work in us, to build up our holy faith, to build up our character, that may become, Lord God, a greater expression of the Father's love, that the light would shine and increase upon us, Lord. That light would impact, that light would change, that light would bring down your kingdom to earth, Lord. Father, for your honor alone, we seek after this, Lord. We seek after this because we know that you are a merciful God. We thank you that mercy has followed us to this day. We thank you that mercy shall endure forevermore. Lord God, your mercy poured out upon us, O God. In our misgivings and our shortcomings, Lord God, in inability to let go and lay it upon the altar, Lord God, that you would take over from within and you would come forth in power, Lord, that our love would be shown and it will be mighty and powerful.
the Lord, because the heavens will be opened, oh God, again. That you'll start to pour out the rain of your spirit, the rain of your blessings, oh God. Let it pour, oh God. Let it pour, oh God. The times of refreshing, times of renewal, times of liberty, a freeing of mind, Lord. A freeing of mind, cut every cord and every chain that has kept your people in darkness, Lord. Lift them up, oh God, of the horrible pits out of the miry clay, and place us back upon the rock of Jesus, the rock of salvation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us move now. Let us move down to cry out for the healing. It says in a word, he bore our pain. He bore our pain. He bore our sickness. And he cast all disease away. The Lord our Jesus Christ, our Savior, has freed and liberated us from the power of sickness, from the power of disease. Because the blood washed it away. The blood took it away. By the power of his word today, let us apply that word to our own lives. Let us decree and declare the word over our families. The healing not only of our mind, of our bodies, our souls, over our children's lives, over our finances, over our homes, over our relationships, over our ministries, over all. Because he bore our pain, he bore our sickness, and he cast all disease away. Lord, we speak forth your truth now. We come to yoke together, Lord God, because we know that we are already one in you, Christ Jesus. We come as one and we pray as one. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as we seek that combined grace, Lord, that combined anointing, Lord, the anointing of your spirit, the anointing and the power and the truth of your word. We speak forth your word. We speak forth your word. We decree and declare that pain is no more. Sickness is no more. Disease be cast away in the name of Jesus. We apply to our lives the truth and the power that has come forth through salvation. We apply the word to our heart, though your word would come forth with understanding. Your word would flow through every fiber of our being. Your word would come into the pathways of our mind. Your word would strengthen our bones. Your word would heal organs. Your word would renew and heal minds. Your word would straighten ligaments. Your word would straighten bones. Your word would cast away cancer. Your word would cast away malaria. Your word would free and loose your children now in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare. We take authority over the spirit of sickness. I rebuke you and I command you to leave now. I speak the word. I speak the word. I speak the word that I decree and declare by the word of God under authority of heaven that we are the healed of the Lord. We are free in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let us end as we entered in. Let us give thanks to our Lord, the merciful God. The gracious God, the God of loving kindness, pours out upon us day by day. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have heard us this day. We thank you for the unlocking of the heavens. We thank you for the freeing and the loosing of your children. We thank you our hearts have been opened. We thank you, our Lord, that the chains of trauma have been broken. We thank you, Lord God, our trauma has been lifted up minds in this day. We thank you our salvation has come forth, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the enlightenment of your word. We thank you for the open of the eyes in the spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have walked amongst us. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for salvation. We honor you above all. We glorify you, God above. We give praise to you and we worship you. pure, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. I seal every prayer in the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood over each and every person. I apply the blood over this platform, the blood that would shield and protect, the blood that would deliver from any demonic infiltration. I cast out every foul and unclean spirit. I erect a wall of fire around this person, and I pray, Lord, that the increase open it up, send it forth to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. Arise, mighty warriors in the spirit. Arise, your intercessors, Lord God, as you build upon your church. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Wow, it just goes so fast. We give thanks to God. Thank you, everyone. We love you all with the love of God. Please continue. Let us seek the more. Let us dig deeper. Let us unite as one. Let us lift up one another in prayer. And let us see God reveal and do mighty wondrous things in our time. Help us also to subscribe to the free audio podcast. Please meditate on these times of prayer. And let the word just be fully established within us. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, 1 p.m. UK time. Thank God. We bless you. We love you. And we speak blessings, increase, and favor upon you in every area and manifestations of your life. May God be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cry holy, they cry holy.